This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. It is always wonderful to get your company, whether you're listening on Worship Radio 247, whether you're listening via the website on your tablet or on your phone, however you're listening, we welcome you. And if you're listening to the podcast, you are so welcome as well. Today, we continue with our study of God accepting me. We're at part 48. And we're looking today at Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 5th verse. You know, it never ceases to amaze me when I look back over my life that he accepted me at all. But he continues to accept me because I'm his child. Now, I'm not going to preempt what I'm going to say a little bit later on. In a few days' time, when we get to that point where we talk about adoption in Romans 8. But I want you to know that I cannot sometimes comprehend why God accepts me the way he does. But he continually accepts me. This is what verse 5 of Romans, the 8th chapter, says. It says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. What a statement. That is an amazing statement. Think about it. And it's not theologically difficult to comprehend. It is so easy. It's plain. It's simple. It's out there. This is the truth. Paul is telling us this is the truth. Listen, if you are dominated by your sinful nature, you're going to think about sinful things. Simple. But if you're being dominated by the Holy Spirit, you're going to think about things that are going to please the Holy Spirit. That's how you think. That's how your brain works. So why is it that sometimes it doesn't work that way? Well, I believe it's because we are not renewing our minds. I believe it's because we're not allowing the Holy Spirit to control the situation. I've told you this story before, but I'll bring it up again because it fits so perfectly with what I want to say. Some years ago, I was working on another radio station, a Christian radio station, and I played a song by Twyla Paris called God is in Control. And as soon as the song had finished, I received an email from a very irate listener who said to me, there is no way God is in control of my life. I wouldn't allow God to be in control of my life because I'm in control of my life. So I sent back an immediate email and said, do you love the Lord Jesus? And he wrote back and said, yes, of course I do. Hang on. Something's not right here. Something doesn't fit here. Because if you look very carefully, very closely at Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 5, it's very clear. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are, watch this, in the NLT it says controlled by, controlled by the Holy Spirit, think about things that please the Spirit. That means when we wake up in the morning, we say, "Good morning, Lord. What is it you want me to do today? Father, I just want to praise you today. I want to please you today." And what happens in my life, and I'm going to be very honest with you, life overtakes me. I might receive an email or a text message from somebody, and it takes me down a different course, takes me down a different road. I'm looking at this very moment in time to insure my son-in-law's van, because he's decided he doesn't want to do it, and my daughter needs that van to move their furniture. So now I'm looking at insurances. Well, I don't own the van. So therefore, I'm looking at ways that I can do this. I'm looking at people that I can speak to so that I can insure this van so that my daughter can move her furniture. But I've been waylaid. I've been pushed away. During this particular time, I'm here to bring you Worship Radio 247. I am here to worship with you in spirit and in truth. But by just a simple thing like that, I'm waylaid. Now my mind is not on Worship Radio 247. My mind goes toward this insurance problem. Hang on, that can't be right. But I'm trying to explain to you what happens in life. I want to spend my 3 hours worshiping God in spirit and in truth, and I want to spend it with you as we worship together in spirit and in truth. And instead, I'm looking at something else. I'm not listening to Almighty God. I'm not worshiping Almighty God. You know, I used to have Facebook. I used to have a Facebook account until some time ago when the Lord said to me very, very clearly, "What are you doing?" Because as I was worshiping God in spirit and in truth, as I was worshiping on Worship Radio 247, my mind was distracted by Facebook. I kept looking at it. It was on the computer screen by my right-hand side. And I kept looking at it until God reminded me that's not what I was supposed to be doing. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. Beloved, we have to get to that place. To that place that Paul is drawing us right now. We have to get to that place where we know we are being controlled by the Holy Spirit, and we are doing things only that please the Holy Spirit and nothing else. Because nothing else matters. Do I get an amen? Nothing else matters except pleasing the Holy Spirit, except keeping our eyes well and truly focused on our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing is more important than our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Nothing is more important than we keep our eyes focused on Him. Nothing can be more important than doing His will and wanting to do His will and wanting to follow His pathway and wanting to follow His precepts. Nothing, say nothing, nothing is more important. because what God does for us is infinitely more than we could ever wonder or imagine. He is always working in the background. He is caring for us. He is loving us. And you know what? When we do go off the wrong road, then He stands and waits. He stands there and waits. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's knocking on the door right now. He's knocking on your door and He's saying to you, will you let me control your mind? Will you let me control how you think? So that everything you think about is pleasing my Holy Spirit. Will you do that today? If your answer is yes, as my answer is yes, let's give Him that honor and that glory. Let's give Him that permission to allow Him to control our minds so that what we do is pleasing to the Holy Spirit. Say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I haven't always allowed You to control my mind. But now, Lord, I ask You, in Jesus' mighty name, to take control of my mind, so that whatever I do is pleasing to Your Holy Spirit. Let me not think about sinful things, Lord. Banish that from my brain. I pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, if you've said that prayer with me, I want to hear from you. Because I wasn't just saying words there. I was praying the same prayer with you because it's necessary. Time is short. There isn't much time left. If you said that prayer, I'd love to pray more with you. Send me an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, I said that prayer. It would be so good to hear from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.